Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 5th of June. Starting off with Aston Martin, where looks like everyone in town has been claiming success in terms of the recovery here from the low of 27.5p onwards. The technical buy, I suppose, was an end-of-day close back above the old March support at 35p, and that was mentioned here amongst obviously everywhere else as well. After that, we had a gap through the 20-day moving average, and we're actually going into a golden cross buy signal between the 20 and 50-day moving averages, which is currently providing the momentum behind the stock. An end-of-day close above the mid-April resistance at 70p should be enough to provide the momentum, follow-on momentum, to hit that the top of that broadening triangle from March, as high as £1.30, and hopefully as soon as the end of this month. If you're trying to run the shares higher, the 20-day or the 50-day moving average on an end-of-day close stop-loss basis would be the trailing stop for the bulls. Onto a stock which is clearly dividing the market a lot at the moment. Bears thinking that this is a total disaster area, and the bulls obviously looking for recovery. What's interesting so far in terms of the technicals is the way that despite all the onslaught on the company, we've actually had a higher low for June so far versus May. May was 3.65. In fact, we've had two higher lows now, so that's almost a bona fide recovery situation. At the very least, you'd expect while we hold 3.65 for the gap up towards 5.5p to be filled, even if the shares then fall away after that. Energizer is next, and it's been living up to its name in terms of being a potential recovery situation. We're above the 200-day moving average at 0.79p, also above the old 2018 support there at 0.8. At least while we hold the 50-day line at 0.73, we're looking for an initial 0.1p target at the top of that 2018 triangle. Breaking 1p on a weekly close basis could open up as high as 2p at the top of a 3-year trend channel, and that could be hit over the following 1 to 2 months after the 1p level is broken. G3E is a stock which is currently getting the odd mention on social media, just gapping up within the post-November triangle there between 10 and 14p. End of day rate or weekly close above 14p should be enough to give us a top of November trend channel target as high as 30p over the following few weeks after the 14p level is broken. Stop loss back below 10p on that particular situation. Haven't looked at Gulf Keystone for a while, largely because the shares fell out of bed in February and March, and it was not a pretty picture. But current situation here is that while we're above the mid-April peak at 92p, we could head up to a March resistance line projection as high as £1.40. And that comes after the recent break, or the midweek break, actually, above this post-March triangle at 80p. Hopefully the next move here will be no lower than that 92p April peak. A stock which has been in the doldrums for quite a while but seems to be coming back finally is Harvest Minerals, that breaking that February resistance line at 3.5p and also just nudging the 200-day moving average at current levels. While we remain above 3.5p, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as 5p as soon as the end of this month, and hopefully much more after that. Another stock in the doldrums of late, Hurricane Energy, which has probably wrong-footed quite a lot of bulls in the near term. But we do have the start here of a bear trap reversal. The old March low there at 7.14p, above that looking for a return to fill the gap down from last month, as high as 12p over the next couple of weeks. And best case scenario there, if we can get through 12p, is that March resistance line projection at 20p plus. But more on that, hopefully, a bit nearer the time. I3E is next. And here we can see I3 Energy breaking that triangle there, the narrow triangle there from March, and the 50-day moving average at 5.96 pence. Above that, on an end-of-day close basis, looking for 10 pence, which is the top of the post-March trend channel. Perhaps even up to 11 pence could be achieved, but only while we remain above the 50-day line. Going on to one of the spikes, intraday spikes of the day we've seen just now, Codal Minerals. You can see how everything's shaped up, breaking first to the February resistance at 0.06, and now the January peak at basically 0.09. Above 0.09, looking for a best case scenario target as high as 0.16 over the next few days, given given a bit of momentum, which I'm sure in this market the shares will manage to achieve. Provident Financial is the next contender. It looks a bit tired yesterday, but seems to have revived today in terms of the recovery. We'll be eyeing up £2.13 on an end of day close basis to give us the next target up towards the top of a rising March trend channel at 300 pence. Stop loss at the moment, an end of day close back below the 20-day moving average at £1.94. Tissue Regenix doesn't look particularly exciting, perhaps, at the moment, but the reason for inclusion is, again, another bear trap situation. We had a one-day bear trap below 0.35 in just the sort of the middle of last month, and while we're above that, we've notionally got a bear trap situation. While we remain above 0.35, looking for the shares to fill, or at least attempt to fill the gap, the bottom of the gap there, up to 0.6 pence over the next few weeks. The other big plus point, though, in terms of momentum, is the way that we had the lower price for May, but the RSI trace has actually been trading higher, so that does and should be a leading indicator on positive momentum. Just a couple to go now. Velocys finally might be time for this to break higher after putting in a few higher lows above the 50-day moving average at 2.98 pence. While we're above the 50-day line and the floor of the February price channel, we're looking up to 8 pence. But ideally, we'll have it at weekly close today above this broken May resistance line at around 3.7 pence, and that should take us higher, hopefully by the end of the month, hitting the 8 pence area, or maybe going into the first part of July. Last stock of the day is Zoltav, and here gapping up with quite a degree of vigor today. Basically pushing back above former support on the way down at 22.5 pence, and while we're above at least while we're above that March peak at 25 on an end of day close basis, we could hit the top of that rising December trend channel at 52 pence by the end of this month, which would be quite impressive. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.